Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Monday, April 11th. It's National Submarine Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by the Big V, who awarded Paul first place in their Easter coloring contest. And his prize is a toy sub. Paul tested it out in the tub yesterday and was having trouble keeping it submerged, but he really hopes this issue will not surface again.
Oh, God.
Let's start with Sir and the weather.
I just wanted to know, did he use the start with a smile crayons that are currently stored in the woodshop? Is that why he won?
It is indeed. It is indeed.
Not a bad Monday at all. Currently 5 degrees, working our way up to a high of 9 today, but JD, rains are coming. Not that I needed to tell you, so get out those umbrellas, and it should be a gorgeous day tomorrow, clear, sunny, and about 14 degrees. And on National Submarine Day, I'd like to shout out to my uncle, one sailor on a submarine. Quiet guy, never got excited about much, didn't say much. You might say that he was a subdued.
That's a recycling within a joke. That was very good, sir. Well done.
I'm going to tell the same joke later, so don't worry.
Okay.
Well, on National Submarine Day, we acknowledge these vessels where crews are out at sea for months at a time, returning when, say, food supplies are low. Subs can be cramped, though, with tedious tasks to complete daily. And some sailors might not always be the best of friends with everyone on board, because it's just not enemies at the sea that they have to contend with. But designs are improving, and hopes are to perfect them to create a suboptimal. Things have been really quiet in the submarine industry. It's really taking a dive lately. Some of the better ones have mascots, and one of the most clever is a dog as a mascot, the subwoofer. Here's an interesting fact to close out with. There are more planes in the ocean than there are submarines in the sky. Right? That much is the same sea. Let us listen in on Tunes with Tamik. Are we going with the obvious?
We are, because all the other ones are weird. There was one I was going to suggest, but I don't actually know the full lyrics, and I don't know.
I mean, you got to be very careful with all this going down stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, we're going to go with Yellow Submarine, and I was looking up the song and sort of what is the meaning. And everybody thinks that it's about like all these different things, you know, war and drugs and all this. And the Beatles are like, you know, Paul and John are like, actually, you know, it's literally a children's song. About a Yellow Submarine. So go figure. People will take your words and twist them and do what they want with them, and yet it was literally a children's song.
I know, just like that children's book. What's it called again? These Nuts?
No.
Well, JD, you almost made it to a cut-free show. You're back.
So, and of course, that same song was part of the movie that they created as well, so I am going with the obvious today, and it is a children's song that you can actually play for your children.
What's your thoughts on Tom the Magic Dragon?
Well, see, this is the thing. So, I go with who wrote the song and what they said, but if you do your research, you'll see a lot of, like so many different things that people think that is meant. But, yeah, and you can kind of tell. Like, it does sound like a children's song.
It's fun. It's happy. It's it's pretty cool.
Now, I know the part that James probably doesn't like, and it's, and our friends are all aboard. Many more of them live next door. I don't think that's...
Oh, that was I Am the Walrus.
Chew. See, the problem's not the next door, it's the across the street. That's where the issues are happening.
But my favorite part
They're back in their sub out.
My favorite part of the song is, as we live a life of ease, every one of us has all we need. And that is so true. Sometimes you just gotta take it easy. Don't try to get too, you know, complicated. And you realize you actually do have what you need. So, you know what? That's a part of the song I'm gonna live with today.
Okay.
And whatever you wanna live with, but Yellow Submarine by the Beatles, the obvious choice.
Love it. All right, so that's on the playlist. It's in the show notes. And a quick piece of advice, hey, if you're backing your sub out of your driveway and you bump into the sub next door, leave a note. Leave a note.
They probably didn't want to open up the window to write the note.
Could be dangerous. Good advice. Always a good take from a principal officer. Let's slide into Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by Kmart. What inspiration do you have for us today?
You know what? This morning I want to talk a little bit about change. I was going back and there's this quote that I always think of, and it says, change is constant. And I said, well, who came up with this quote? And I went digging and I found out that this was a great Greek philosopher, Heraclitus, that said that the only constant in life is change, right? So whether you're in a great situation or bad situation, just remember that change is going to come, and that change might lead you into an even better situation or a same situation or even a worse off situation. But whatever you do, just keep consistent and keep focused, and just remember that the only constant in life is change.
No, change. That's why I use debit. I just avoid it together.
Actually, my uncle from the submarine said, change may be constant unless you're expecting to get it from the vending machine.
Excellent. And the answer to too much change is to package it all up and take it to the metro to that machine that counts it up for you and takes 7%. Talk about submarine guy's special moment.
You know what? I'll go for that. The last time I tried to stay on topic, we ended up with these nuts. So,
Uber Eats to order your subs to keep today's theme. But
topic. Actually, speaking of change, I want to show you something. This was the, I don't know if you can see this, but this is the counterfeit quarter that I got from Tim's this weekend.
You got counterfeit?
Like a hologram.
I did. Well, I'll have to show you afterwards, but there's no mention of Canada or even of how much the coin is worth, but it's got the Canadian Mint logo all over it. It just says 1999 Mint.
Wow. Yes.
So I'll show you this. Well, can't see it on camera.
Why would somebody counterfeit a... I'm so confused. That is a lot of work.
Yeah. You know what? I believe it was more of a token gesture, but...
Yeah, that's...
Trust me, when you try to use a Canadian quarter down in the States, you'd really appreciate having one of those. I keep trying to tell them that Queen Elizabeth was the fifth president of the United States, but they never believe me.
Oh, golly gee whiz, we're getting a lot of information in today. Some of it is really helpful and relevant as well. But on Monday, we got to specify Monday's mystery.
Well, yeah, speaking of mysteries, like, why the heck did the Beatles paint that darn submarine yellow? Like, seriously, they should have gone with green, because it would have been sublime.
Sublime, not sublevin.
Oh, God. You guys.
Oh, dear goodness. Well,
jokes.
No, yeah, and speaking of which, I love the new IKEA furniture behind you there. It reminds me about the Swedes and their submarines. Did you know they put barcodes on them all? That way they can Scandinavian.
Oh, no.
I think that's a good jumping off point for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for joining us again this week. Have a great Monday, everyone. Hey, we all now have submarines in our heads, but we're not supposed to think about them. It's all very subconscious. Yeah. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.
These are definitely Monday jokes.